Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Tuesday, October 15th. Markets backed off again across the board today with enthusiasm and confidence in the Phase 1 trade deal announced on Friday, waning a bit here as China made comments that they might not be able to follow through or couldn't see 40 to 50 billion in ag purchases unless the present tariff regime was removed. And it is unlikely that the U.S. is going to remove the tariffs on China in order to provide that incentive, probably assuming again that China will not follow through as has happened in the past. So we've got December corn finishing down 4.5 cents, 393 and a quarter, put in a low at 392 and a half. So it took out yesterday's low by a little bit. And again, failing yesterday up at the 200-day moving average, coming in at about 401 and a half. So running into some resistance there. Exports this morning, 471,000 metric tons versus 473,000 last week. Estimates were for between 400 and 700,000. So not too bad there, not too great either. Crop progress today, markets expecting the corn to be 23% harvested versus 35% on average. Funds still short about 90,000 contracts of corn. Taking a look at wheat, we had December finish down 4 cents at 507. We put in a low at 504 and a quarter in the Chicago contract. That's holding above both the 100 and 200-day moving averages, which come in right around 503 and a half. So we'll see if that level holds. Kansas City Dees finished down 4.5 cents, 421 and a quarter. And Minneapolis finished down 7.5, 544 and a half. Exports for wheat came in at 463,000 versus 479 last week, right in the middle of the range. Guesses from between 300 and 600,000. Fund short in both Chicago and Kansas City there, 20,000 in Chicago, about 35,000 in Kansas City. And moving to the beans, November finished down 6.5 cents at 934. Lower in the beans there. They did put in an inside day on the chart, so holding above yesterday's low, kind of a little small positive if you're trying to find one there in the bean market. We had exports coming at 955,000 metric tons versus 1.052 last week, and right in the middle of the range they were looking for between 750,000 and 1.25 million metric tons. USDA this morning did announce a sale of about 142,000 metric tons to unknown, assume that is China, and the NOPA crush coming in pretty weak this morning, weighing on the markets a bit, 152.56 versus expectations of 162.2, so that not helping. Again, markets waning a bit on the negative rhetoric coming out of China about their inability to make those purchases without getting some more tariff concessions. Also, we did have the weather moving through the Dakotas, Minnesota, Nebraska, that hard freeze line now looking like it might have made its way into parts of Kansas and Iowa as well. We will have to wait and see down the road what kind of damage was done there as our growing season was effectively put to an end. In outside markets, you've got the dollar down 15 ticks at 98.01, crude oil down 80 cents a barrel, 52.79. Stock market looking good today here, up almost 300 points and trading stronger as our earnings season begins. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.